Jo Shapiro is a mother, psychologist, and poet. She has been writing poems since she was in the second grade. She gets many of her ideas while walking in the woods. Then she takes her ideas to the computer where she turns her thoughts into poems. KJ, as she likes to be called, visits schools, libraries, and bookstores to share the fun of rhythm and rhyme. Although she loves finding out what interests people, KJ says that she still finds time to get comfortable and read a good book. Let's all get comfortable and listen while KJ Shapiro reads from her book, I Must Go Down to the Beach Again and Other Poems.
Hi, my name is Karen Jo Shapiro, and some people call me KJ. Today I'm going to read some poems from my book, I Must Go Down to the Beach Again. It was published by Charles Bridge in 2007, and the illustrator is Judy Love. You'll notice that at the beginning of each poem, after I say the title, I say with apologies to. That's because I took serious poems written long ago and changed the words around to make them silly. This is called a parody, and I hope you enjoy them. Let's go down to the beach again. I must go down to the beach again, with apologies to John Masefield, Sea Fever. I must go down to the beach again, where there's water, sand, and sky, and all I ask is my red toy boat with a string to pull it by, and my bathtub duck, and a yellow truck, and my plastic squirt toy spraying. I'll take them all to the beach with me, where I'll spend the whole day playing. I must go down to the beach again, where the games and fun begin. And the water's cold, but I do not mind, so I always jump right in. And all I ask is my blow-up raft to float beneath the sky, a pail and shovel, towel and hat, and a kite that I can fly. I must go down to the beach again. There's not much else I'll use, just these cool green glasses for the sun, and a pair of water shoes, a sandwich, plum and lemonade, some pudding and a spoon. Yes, I must go down to the beach again, and I'll be ready soon. July Joy, with apologies to Sarah Teasdale. I'm wild today. I could swing from the trees to see the parade march by. I jump and I shout and I let my joy out because it's the 4th of July. I've eaten some melon and corn on the cob with a big piece of warm apple pie. And oh, what a treat when there's shortcake to eat on the wonderful 4th of July. Now I'm dressed in a hat that is red, white, and blue, watching colors spark up in the sky. There's a bang and a boom, then I see a flash zoom. Hooray for the 4th of July. The Sick Tummy, with apologies to William Blake, the Sick Rose. Oh, Tummy, you are sick. I ate a bit too much of ice cream on a stick, and candy bars and such. Oh, Tummy, I had pie, banana bread and cake. They tasted great, oh my, but Tummy, what an ache. Norman's Fancy, with apologies to John Masefield, Captain Stratton's Fancy. Oh, my sister loves lime jello, and my mom is fond of red. My daddy won't eat jello. He has cherry pie instead. But who is it that can't get chocolate mousse out of his head? Why, I'll tell you, it's my older brother Norman. Oh, my mommy likes eggs scrambled, and my daddy likes them fried. My sister orders omelets with potatoes on the side. But an egg made out of chocolate with a caramel goo inside is the choice of my older brother Norman. My mommy loves to drink tea, and my dad's the grape juice sort. My sister drinks more milk than I can possibly report. But do you know who guzzles chocolate syrup by the quart? Well, of course, it's my older brother Norman. Yes, now and then my parents have a chocolate bar or two. My sister likes a piece of chocolate cake some days, it's true. But who's the one who takes his meals with chocolate all day through? You guessed it, it's my older brother Norman. This poem is called David's Flute, with apologies to William Shakespeare, the play Henry VIII. It was inspired by my son David when he was a couple years old. David, with his plastic flute, stomps around and makes it toot. Then he'll wave it high and low, singing E-I-E-I-O. Everyone who hears him play laughs and cheers him on his way. Music sweet and noise so loud, made for his adoring crowd. David with his wooden spoon bangs a pot to make a tune. Soon it's off to bed he'll go, singing E-I-E-I-O. This poem is called Soccerland, with apologies to William Shakespeare and Midsummer's Night's Dream. Over field, over ground, through the dirt, through the grass, watch me running all around. Now I dribble, kick, and pass. I am racing everywhere, faster than the ball gets there. I am on the purple team. Go, I hear the people scream. Past a bench, then to the post. Here's the part I like the most. There is just 1 minute more. So I aim, I kick, I score! The Smells, with apologies to Edgar Allan Poe, The Bells. Use your nose and find the smells, all the smells. What a lot of different things your sniffing nose foretells. Springtime smells are sure to please. The scent of lilacs on the breeze. Roses, tulips, just mowed grass. Lots of pretty smells will pass. But what about the yucky smells? The now you're not so lucky smells. When spring cleaning, there's no doubt. Some smells you're better off without. Like rotten eggs and cheese that's old. Mothballs, mildew, must, and mold. In the basement, there's the stench of dirty laundry on a bench. In the yard, there's doggy dew, and if you get some on your shoe, you will want to shout, P-U! Oh, the smells, 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 smells. School is out, so find the smells. Summer smells. Salty seashore sunscreen shells, burgers cooking on a grill, evening air that's sweet and still. But what about repulsive smells? The awful, horrid, you might get convulsive smells. Garbage dumpsters in the heat, rotting fish and spoiled meat. Outhouses are stinky too, so if there's business you must do, I think that you will cry, P-U! Oh, the smells, 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 smells. Ready, set, and find the smells. Autumn smells. Pine tree, air that's crisp and cool. Sharpened pencils, new for school. Applesauce and pumpkin pie. Some yummy scents go by. But what about the rotten smells? The wish they were forgotten smells. Like the stomach-turning stink of sour milk you try to drink, or filthy sponges in the sink. Mildewed leaves so rank and vile, horse manure in a pile. If you sniff while passing through, you might want to say, P-U. Oh, the smell, 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 smells. Bundle up and find the smells. Winter smells. First the fragrance waking up of steaming cocoa in your cup. Then later when you've come from play, fresh baked cookies on a tray. And when you're outside, let me know, is there, sniff sniff, a smell of snow? What about the foul smells? The plug your nose up with a towel smells. Like bad news baby bowel smells. Of diaper pails left full indoors when it's too cold to do the chores. Or what about a turkey stew that's been around a month or two? If someone serves this meal to you, I'll bet you want to scream P.U. Oh, the smell, 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 smells. Please turn your nose away, my dear. You've had enough smells for the year. This rotten, lousy flu, with apologies to George Gordon, Lord Byron, so we'll go no more a-roving. So our noses will be blowing, and we'll cough until we wheeze. Oh, outside it might be snowing, but we sit inside and sneeze. There is nowhere that we're going. There is nothing we can do. So our boredom just keeps growing with this rotten, lousy flu. Now our heads are hot and sticky, but our bodies have a chill. Oh, our stomachs sure feel icky. It's just no fun being ill. We don't mean to be picky, but we're feeling kind of blue, because even sleeping's tricky with this rotten, lousy flu. Here's a poem for library lovers. It's called If, with apologies to Rudyard Kipling. If you can't wait to pick a book right now and read it through until the very end to find out who did what and why and how, then lucky you! You're a reader, my friend. My letter from the world. With apologies to Emily Dickinson, this is my letter to the world. This is my letter from the world that once it wrote to me. Dear friend, it spelled in purple buds upon a lilac tree. Come look around, the letter said, on mountains topped by snow. Or if you search 100 years, there'd still be more to know. Please play with me, it wrote in waves beneath a bright blue sky, then signed itself, sincerely world, upon a butterfly. I hope you enjoyed listening to these poems. You know, going to the library was one of my favorite things to do when I was a kid, and it's still one of my favorite things to do. I hope that you can take advantage of all that your library can offer you. I'd like to thank my daughter Alina, who is the technical producer and director of this recording, as well as my son David and my husband Stephen for all of their assistance. Goodbye!